This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All you need to do is pick up a paper or listen to a newscast or watch one on television or scroll social media, and you know that the world is evolving and there are a lot of things happening. But never fear, Secure Money Advisors is here every week, same time, same station, helping you negotiate and navigate some very tough times when it comes to financial news, but they're making it better for each and every one of you by those of you like me who have followed their sound advice. So let's get back at it for another edition of Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Back in the air chair, your host, Brian Caranta, along with Michael Dioulas. It's good to see you again, Brian, and welcome back to KDKA.
Yeah, good to be back, Rob. Great to see you. You know, it's zombie shooting night tonight. You know that?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the kids love it. It's the best. It's out in, is it Beaver it's out in? I can't remember.
We have no zombies in Beaver.
But it is great for the kids. I'm telling you, it is the best place. And I'm sorry, I can't remember where it's at, but they have, it starts in the evening and they put the kids on the bus. There's about 25 paintball guns on this bus, right? And you sit there.
Do the kids actually get a chance to handle these or do you?
The kids sit with you, right? The guns are set up. They put these fluorescent, glow in the dark paintballs in them and they drive you through the woods and these zombies come running out and then you shoot these zombies with the paintball guns. It is the greatest time ever for the kids.
That sounds like my life every day.
Shooting zombies?
Yes. Yes. Well, listen, one thing isn't as scary after you join us on this show each and every week and talk about everything like annuities and more. There is a way to get her done in 2025 to have a secure financial future. So where do we begin?
Well, look, I want to start off by talking about the 10 biggest mistakes people are making going into retirement. Rob, the number one is not having a written income plan. We see so many people each and every week that have what I call their POS. That stands for their pile of stuff. That usually, is a bunch of investment statements. Wouldn't you agree with that, Michael?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
A bunch of investment statements, 401k statements, IRA statements, you know, life insurance policies, things along those lines. But nothing's organized, nothing's tied together, nothing is actually working together. The whole idea behind having a written income plan is so that first you can identify what your retirement income is going to look like, because when you retire, your paycheck is going to stop. And you're going to need to find a way to replace that paycheck. And Wall Street's traditional advice for the longest time has been to replace that paycheck with your 401k, which means typically what happens is people wind up rolling over their 401k, reinvesting it with a financial firm, and then start taking withdrawals out, which has a massive failure rate if your sequence of returns do not come in correctly. So first off, about having a written income plan, it gives you a clear withdrawal strategy. And without a plan, this is the biggest problem. People run out of money too quickly, especially when the market downturns or if they wind up living longer. Michael, I mean, how many times do you see folks come in that have no written plan whatsoever?
Well, it's interesting, Brian. We have people that come in that when I ask them, what is your written income strategy? They say, well, I'll just take money out. I say, right. But, you know, from what accounts, what different timelines, which investments? well, just whenever I need it.
Yes.
That's not a strategy.
It's not a strategy.
That's a hope and a dream that it works out for you.
Yeah. And for some people, it will work out.
Right.
Let's face it, right? Oh, I've met those people, right? They've got they wound up having the right rate of return. Mm-hmm. The market cooperated at the right time, right? Mm-hmm. They took money out randomly, and they wind up not having any problem.
And it works.
Right. And then they have confidence.
Exactly.
And then they tell their brother and their sister, and this is how bad advice gets around, right? Well, but this is not the norm.
Correct. I mean, especially if you've retired in the past decade or so, we've had a phenomenal market over
right.
the past decade.
Yes.
So it has worked to not have a strategy because the market has been producing massive returns over and over, but that is not the norm.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget too, I hate when people say the market, because there's only about 10 companies in the S&P 500 that right. are actually driving the market up.
Yes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that, right? Usually you bought the S&P 500 because all 500 companies had value. Mm-hmm. Now there's about 10 companies in the S&P 500 that are actually responsible for all the gains of the S&P 500. And what happened? If I would have told you, Rob, back in 1977,
mm-hmm.
that Sears would be out of business, would you have believed me?
No way.
No way.
Mm-mm.
No way. If I would have told you Lehman Brothers would have been out of business, would you believe me?
No.
No, but they are. They are. And what people have to be prepared for is that companies like Amazon, you might be having, you know, we see people take heavy positions in, you know, those, what they call the FANG stocks, right?
Right.
And, but that doesn't mean they can't disappear. That doesn't mean that Amazon can't get knocked off, right? And they will. They eventually will. That's capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
It'll eventually happen, just like it did with Sears, just like it did with Montgomery Ward's, just like it did with JCPenney, right? We could go MCI, WorldCom, right? We could go on and on and on. And this is why it's critical that you work. This is key, folks. You work with an independent financial fiduciary. The key is independent. You can be a fiduciary, but you could also be captive, right? And, you know, I don't think our lawyers would like it if I started naming other financial firms that are captive.
Yeah, but, so I'd like to get to retirement too.
Yeah, yeah, right. So anyway, let's move on to, out of the 10 biggest mistakes that people make, let's move on to number two, and that's claiming Social Security too early. What's the perfect age to collect Social Security, Michael?
There is no perfect age.
Right.
There isn't. There's so many different factors that move into it. How's your health? How's your family's longevity? What do your investments look like? You need to have a plan that maximizes Social Security alongside your investments.
Yes. Yeah. And the big one you mentioned is health.
Yes.
Because we'll see a lot of people that want to delay taking their Social Security. But the one thing we ask is, well, how's your health? And usually you'll find out they're not in good health. Well, look, if I'm not in good health and I'm 62 years old or 63 years old, I'm collecting that Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? There's no doubt about it. If I collected 62, what's my break even?
Between 62 and 67, it's 78 years old.
78 years old. And last time I checked, the average life expectancy for a male was 78.
Correct. Yes.
So if I waited till age 70, right?
Then it goes to 82 years old.
Right. And not only that, but at 70, are you as in good of health as you were at 62? Probably not.
No.
Right? And you don't have the energy to do the things maybe you wanted to do. And mm-hmm. so people typically want to collect their Social Security earlier. And most people can if you optimize your income from your other investment sources.
Right.
When you tie together your 401k, your IRA, your Social Security, and you put together a plan around those, you can optimize the amount of income that you get from those sources, right?
Yes.
But this is why I wrote the book, Right Track Your Retirement. Right? Because I wanted people to have a clear path to understanding what it really meant to have a retirement plan. And what it really means, folks, to have a retirement plan is that you have dotted every I and crossed every T in the most important five key areas. And that's income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. And if you go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, you can get a copy of my book. It's absolutely free. I hate saying the word free because it devalues the value that I'm going to give you. But it is. I pay for the printing of the book. I pay for the shipping and handling. And it shows up in your mailbox. Your only job is read it. And I don't care if you work with Secure Money Advisors or not. Just go find a good fiduciary firm that you can go work with that could put you together a written plan.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Don't forget, Right Track Your Retirement. Get your free copy. They'll pick up the shipping too. RightTrackPittsburgh.com. And to get that first in-office review absolutely free, number is 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. We'll continue with the 10 biggest mistakes people make going into retirement. Brian Caranta, Michael Diolis, Secure Money Advisors on the Money, continues on KDKA in just a couple of minutes.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, 10 biggest mistakes people make going into retirement. We begin our second segment. So let me ask you, if inflation keeps rising, what role does that play in an income plan? Brian.
Well, first off, it's got to be, you got to take that into account. I mean, it's one of the biggest things that we do. First, when we build an income plan, the nice thing about our process, number one, is when you sit down with us, we're sitting on the same side of the table with you, right? We're working together as a team. So we're rolling up our sleeves. We got these big 85-inch TVs up on the screen, and we're diving into your personal numbers. And one of the first exercises we go through is we look at what your income would look like if it stayed flat. Why do I do that? Because I want to look at worst case scenario. There was a couple of years that Social Security never gave a cost of living adjustment. Remember that?
Right.
Okay. But cost of living did go up. Mm-hmm. Why we were getting no cost of living adjustment. So we have to look at what happens if income stays flat and expenses go up. And that means that we have to pull more money from the investments to keep up with inflation, especially if you're not growing at a rate of return. And then we look at very low projected returns because we want to look at a worst case scenario. However, with that being said, when we build a plan and our approach is a very simple two bucket strategy, bucket number one being your guaranteed income source coming from a guaranteed income annuity, which, by the way, folks, if you have not looked at utilizing an income annuity inside of your retirement portfolio, you are making one of the biggest mistakes ever. I have been talking about annuities for the last 20 years, and it's been an uphill battle until now, mm-hmm. because people are finally coming around to the fact that this makes sense in all of the academics are now saying that the best thing that you can add to your portfolio is an income annuity. Why? Because it does something that no other product can do. It guarantees and protects your money, but it also guarantees the income for your lifetime. And if you die, your spouse's lifetime. Even if the account balance goes to zero, Rob, there's no other account out there that can do it. So when you hear people say annuities are bad investments, I agree, because it's not an investment. It's an insurance product. You wouldn't drive your car without car insurance. You wouldn't have your house without homeowner's insurance. You wouldn't
walk the earth without medical insurance.
You wouldn't walk the earth without medical insurance. I mean, look, the show that comes on after Secure Money Advisors is MediConnect. And what are they talking about? Insurance. The insurance, that the Medicare insurance that protects you during your later years. All an annuity is an insurance product that is designed to insure the most important thing, I argue, which is your monthly income. And that is what is helping replace the paycheck. What's your opinion on it?
Well, and the best part about that is you specialize your money, right? You have a portion of your money. And we're not saying take all of your money and put it in an income annuity.
No.
We're saying take a portion of your money and make up that gap. Make up the gap that Social Security is not filling. And then the other bucket of money can do something very, very important for you. It can compound in the stock market.
Yes.
It can be untouched. Compound interest, when you really look at it, you cannot have compound interest if it's disturbed. So if you're pulling money out of that bucket you're ruining the compound interest.
You're ruining the compound interest.
So you need to specialize into the two buckets. One bucket focused on the guaranteed lifetime income using the income annuity. The other bucket in the stock market. Because as long as you have time, that stock market will prevail. But you don't have time if you're constantly pulling monies out of it. The income annuity focuses on the income. It's not sexy. It's not going to grow for you. It provides you the baseline income so that your other investments can grow.
And so that those investments that are invested in the stock market not only can grow, but have the time to grow.
Exactly.
Because the key formula to making any money in the stock market is time. And the minute you disturb that by taking withdrawals, you've just ruined it.
Warren Buffett has a saying, if you're not going to own a stock for 10 years, don't think about owning it for 10 minutes.
That's right.
How can you do that if you're constantly selling it over and over and over again to take income?
That's why these financial advisors out there, Rob, you know, I mean, I get heated about it because these financial advisors will say, well, I'm a fee-only advisor. La-ti-da-da. Good for you. You know what that means? If you're a fee-only advisor, what that means is that you only invest people's money in the stock market because by regulation from the SEC, you can only charge a fee on money that is managed inside of the stock market. So that means if I recommended a life insurance policy to you or a health insurance policy or an annuity, those insurance companies pay commissions to the advisors. The advisors don't set the commission rates. The insurance companies do. And the reason I always preach about having an independent fiduciary is because they're not beholden to any specific company. So we use a company called RateWatch. RateWatch allows us to go in, plug in your information, and then it prints a report for us of every single annuity company that we have available in the state of Pennsylvania. And it will put the number one at the top that is going to be best for your situation. So the next time somebody tells you, oh, that guy selling you an annuity, all he wants to do is make a commission, you should run from that man or woman. And I'll tell you why. Because in order to be a true fiduciary, the definition is to do what's in the client's best interest. How in the world can you do what's in the client's best interest if all you're doing is putting 100% of their money in the stock market? What if they didn't have enough money and they died and you didn't buy them a life insurance policy?
Right.
Well, you just violated your fiduciary responsibility.
Exactly. I was just reading an article in the Wall Street Journal about the fee-based advisor and how it's better than when people were churning accounts and mutual funds causing commissions over and over again, but there's still conflicts of interest. And one of the main points is why they don't recommend annuities. You know why they don't? Because then they're pulling away from their assets under management, that fee that they're charging over and over again. Because if you had $1 million and you took, let's say, half of it and moved it into annuity, now they're only getting a fee charged on half of what you had before.
Right.
So if your advisor's telling you, oh, we don't like annuities, we don't use them, they're bad for you, all the negative things, you might want to look a little bit deeper into that.
Yeah, not only that, folks, but I don't know how Wall Street wound up getting away with this. You know, there's a guy on TV that says, we do better when you do better. But what he doesn't tell you is, even when you do
horrible, we do great.
Thank you, because I was about to use the other word. Even when you do horrible, we do great, because they get paid whether the market goes up or down. Now, that's some BS to me, Rob. But anyway, folks, go to RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Get a copy of my book, Right Track Your Retirement. I promise you, you won't regret it. It is the roadmap that you need to give you and your family the clarity that you need and the peace of mind to have a great retirement. And by the way, while you're there, schedule an appointment. Schedule a complimentary session with our team to come in, sit down, go over your personal numbers.
You know that Warren Buffett, I think that young guy got some potential.
I think he does too.
Potential. We're just halfway there. We got two more segments to go. 10 biggest mistakes people make going into retirement. Don't forget, Right Track Your Retirement. That book, he wrote it absolutely free. They'll pick up the shipping too. RightTrackPittsburgh.com. But very important, your money matters. So you want to get in there, get that first in-office review. It's free. Pick up the phone, call now, leave your name and number. They'll get back to you next week, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. Rob Taylor with a quick look at news, 2 minutes away, KDKA.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, you got to tell everybody, he's not going to go on the air, but you got to tell everybody your buddy's in the studio. Come on now.
Yeah, Ozzy. Welcome, Ozzy. So Ozzy has been a good friend of mine for 15 years, and we had the same mentor. He runs a independent financial practice down in Baltimore, Maryland, called Elite Income Advisors. And he's one of the very few financial firms that follows the same financial planning strategy that Secure Money Advisors does. So if you're down in the Baltimore area and you need a great advisor, look Elite Income Advisors up and ask for Ozzy. He'll take great care of you. And the reason why he's up here is because when we bring on new advisors, we put them through a very strict boot camp.
A gauntlet,
yes. because they have to understand. See, Wall Street itself, when these young guys go work for these Wall Street firms, they teach them bad habits. And so what happens is that becomes their belief process, right? So a lot of times when I talk about the things that I talk about on the radio, you know, let me apologize to the listening audience because, you know, your advisors just don't know what they don't know. I can't tell you how many times we've done a boot camp with advisors and we've explained how to properly position together a retirement plan. And you know what they say to me? Exactly what the client says to us, Michael. Why is nobody
shown it to me like this before?
That's right.
All right, but now this is a perfect segue, and this is what I get paid for, segues. They're my life. if you rely too heavy on the stock market, and traditional people that are in your business, they want you to roll the dice. But what can happen when you rely too heavily on the stock market? These are the 10 biggest mistakes that people make going into retirement. Brian.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know, when people come into Secure Money Advisors and they tell me, well, I don't like annuities. First question I have for them is, why are you here then? Right? Because if you're a stock market only person, I will not take your business, because I will not take on that liability. If I have to adhere by law to a fiduciary responsibility to do what's in your best interest, for me to put you 100% in the stock market, where every piece of paper that you sign says past performance doesn't equal guaranteed performance, and if we lose all your money, you can't sue us. That's what it says, Rob, all in that fine print. Read it. Okay, that's what it says. I will not take on that liability. So if you ever decide to come in and sit down with Secure Money Advisors and you're a stock only person, stay home. Okay, because we will not see the world the same way. I do not invest my own retirement money without first purchasing the annuity. Now, to date, Katie and I have about six of them. And what we do is we ladder them. And the reason why we ladder them is because each year, every year you defer your annuity, right? So it benefits people to buy an annuity sooner than later, because every year you defer it, the insurance company benefits you with something called mortality credits. And what that means is it's just like your Social Security check. Every year you delay taking your Social Security, you'll get an 8% increase. That's the same way with annuity income. Every year you delay, your income that you'll get from the annuity company will go higher and higher and higher. So with Katie and I, we turn our first maybe two or three annuities on. And then every year that the cost of living goes up, we just turn another one on. And then boom, magically, we got another paycheck showing up in the mail, right? So look, this planning of retirement planning, Michael, wouldn't you say Wall Street has made it way harder than it needs to be?
Well, they have. And, you know, the biggest problem with relying too heavily on the stock market is, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes it works and it builds this false confidence.
Yes.
But there's a huge risk that comes with that, that a lot of people have never heard of before. And that is called sequence of returns risk.
Yes.
What that is, folks, is the unknown of what your order of returns will be in retirement. Meaning if you retire and the market just goes up and up and up in the beginning, you should be fine. But what if you retire at the wrong time?
Yep. Yes.
You retire at 2007 or 1999.
Yep.
Right before large market crashes.
Right.
You have a poor sequence.
Or the big downturn during COVID.
Right. Exactly. Or 2022.
Yes.
Right. If you take losses early on in retirement, significant losses too, you have a very high degree of failure in your plan.
Well, the Wall Street Journal did an article on it, and they said if those losses came early in retirement, you could potentially have up to a 57% chance of failure.
Worse odds than a flip of a coin.
Worst odds than a flip of a coin.
Right.
That's right. So think about this. If you were sitting down across from an advisor, and they presented a plan to you that was all stock market based, and they said, so do you like this type of planning? And you go, yeah, it seems all right to me. We got to trust somebody. And they slide the paperwork over. But you knew that there was a 57% chance that that plan could fail. Would you ever sign that paperwork?
Not a chance.
No, because that's what every good fiduciary should actually be disclosing to their clients, that if we put your money in this stock market account and we don't get the right rate of returns, there's a 57% chance that you will run out of money before you die. And that's when you're going to put on your blue vest later on in life, and you're going to have to go to work when you probably don't have the health or the mental capabilities to go back to work. That's the other thing that's really scary, because mm-hmm. the day you run out of retirement, Rob, right? That's not the scariest day. The scariest day is when you find out about 5 years ahead of time that you're going to run out of money, and you know that day is coming, right? And that train just keeps moving towards that date. And that's the scary time. So the other big thing that people ignore a lot and the mistake that they make is ignoring taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They ignore taxes. And in retirement, there's a lot to think about with taxes. Well, do you want to go over those, Michael?
Well, yes. Well, here's the first thing. Why do people ignore taxes? Because everyone is told when you retire, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket.
Right.
You're going to be in a lower tax bracket. For everyone out there that's listening that is retired, I'm sure you could all agree, you are not in a lower tax bracket.
No.
And taxes are as low as they've been historically over the past 100-some years since federal income tax as we know it today was created. So what direction can it go?
Right.
Really only up.
Right.
So what do you need a plan for? First of all, you saved in the 401k, likely tax deferred.
Yes.
Meaning that every withdrawal you take out, you need to pay taxes on. So what if they increase your tax bracket in retirement?
Right.
Well, now you need to pull more money out of that 401k to keep the same income stream.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about inflation earlier. If inflation's impacting that as well, you need to pull even more money out of that 401k. Is your plan tested for that?
Yeah.
You need to make sure that it is.
This is why people need to get a second opinion.
Listen,
and by the way, you can't get a second opinion from the person that gave you the first opinion.
I just got to ask you this. Can people actually retire and have 10, 15 years of seamless, basically no mistake free retirement, as you call it, mailbox money? Is that even possible?
100%. Because the financial community, especially the insurance companies, I give them all the credit. If there's the one thing the insurance companies are absolutely phenomenal about, it is solving major catastrophic problems. Like I buy a car, and as soon as I drive it off the lot, I get in an accident, right? They sell something called gap insurance, right? And if you buy that gap insurance, you're smart because you're covered all the way through, right? If your house burns down, you can submit it and they rebuild your house for you. Insurance companies are designed to manage risk. And the one thing we're doing in retirement is managing risk. It is the number one thing. And going back to what Michael had said about taxes, we talked about inflation a little bit earlier on the last segment. Rob, taxes is just another form of inflation. It's just reverse, right? So you got the cost of goods going up, but at the same time, when you pull money out, you're getting less money because you have to pay taxes on it. So if you're taking $1,000 out a month and you're in a 20% tax bracket, you're only netting $800. But if your tax bracket goes to 30%, now you're only getting $700 a month. So just through taxation alone, you lose purchasing power. Add inflation on top of that, and it's a double whammy, and purchasing power now reduces significantly. But again, this is why in my book, I write about the five key areas: income, taxes, investments, healthcare, and estate planning. And folks, if you have not taken care of those five key areas, you do not have a retirement plan. If you have a 401k or an IRA, great. You have a retirement savings account, but you do not yet have a plan. I encourage you to go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and order my book, but also schedule your session to come in and sit down with the team and go through your situation with us. We'll bring your numbers up on the big screen. We'll sit right next to you. We'll work as a team. And listen, folks, we're very fortunate to Secure Money Advisors. We've been very successful at our practice. We do not need to move money to move money, right? What we want to do is, if you're not in the right position, we will address that with you. And it is yours, the decision of whether or not you want to fix those. However, if you are on the right track and you are doing the right things, we have no problem shaking your hand and telling you've done a great job. Keep doing that. If anything changes, come back to us in the future.
All right. Best thing you can do is get that first in-office review. It's free, but you got to call. You can do it today. Leave a name and number, and they can reach you at that number during business hours throughout the week. 800-656-8616. 800-656-8616. And yes, to get that book, Right Track Your Retirement, absolutely free, and they pick up the shipping too, written by Brian Caranta. Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
All right, final segment. But again, get that book, Right Track Your Retirement. It's free. They'll pick up the shipping too. You'll get it in that gold envelope, and it really is a golden read that'll give you a golden opportunity to right track your retirement. RightTrackPittsburgh.com. First in-office review, 800-656-8616, and it is free, 800-656-8616. 10 biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to retirement. Now it's failing to coordinate investments with income needs. And we have other things to get to, too, as well. But we will start with overlooking health care and long-term care costs. That's where we begin our final segment, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Here's Brian Quaranta. Brian.
Yeah, and I'm going to let Michael take this. But, Rob, for those of you that are streaming and watching us live, here is the gold envelope.
Ooh.
Look at that.
That's sweet.
That is the Willy Wonka ticket, baby. Right? This is what gets you into the Willy Wonka's factory.
And if you want to see the book, every video I do in my home studio, it's right over my left shoulder.
That's right, it is.
It is.
That is. Michael, what do you think about overlooking healthcare and long-term care costs?
You know, Medicare doesn't cover everything. So you need to make sure that you have supplemental plans that come along with that. But the long-term care costs are really the terrifying piece to retirement if you don't have a plan.
Yeah.
You know, the surveys say that those that are over 65, 50% of them will need some kind of long-term care assistance, whether that's in-home care, whether that's in a nursing home. And folks, the average cost of a skilled nursing facility in Pennsylvania today is $10,000 per month.
So the way I see that, Michael, is if you and I were married, which is legal these days, that would mean that it would be either you or I going into the nursing home.
Right, right, right. Either you or your spouse, likely going to need some kind of nursing care.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
And it's $10,000 a month today.
Right.
You know, nursing home inflation is twice that of standard inflation.
Yeah.
So 15, 20 years from now, you could be looking at $20,000, $25,000 a month.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you're planning for it. Now, am I saying everyone go out there and buy long-term care insurance? No, it may or may not be right for you, but you need to plan for it. And our two-bucket approach is one way to plan for it.
Well, the great thing is because there was so many people being declined for long-term care insurance, meaning you've got to go through underwriting. They're going to check your health records, all that kind of stuff, just like they do with life insurance. I would tell you about 60 to 70% of the people were turned down for long-term care insurance. Nobody could get it. So the insurance companies, again, got smart and said, well, wait a second. If we're building these products that provide guaranteed income for the husband and for the wife, why don't we add a long-term care benefit rider on this policy? Now, tell them what that means.
So, folks, what that means is, let's say you have a lifetime income annuity that's paying you $40,000 a year.
Yes.
If you go into a nursing home, they will double that payment. So they will make that, instead of $40,000 a year, $80,000 a year.
Without any underwriting.
Without any underwriting.
Yeah. Folks, these are home runs. Listen, if anybody's ever told you that an annuity is a bad investment, you need to run from them and quit believing them. Do your own research. Understand them. And I will say this. There are bad annuities out there, okay? But you got to understand which are the right ones. If you come into Secure Money Advisors, we will walk you through which ones work the best for financial planning. And remember this, when somebody says an annuity is a bad investment, you need to say, I agree with you, but it's not an investment. It's an insurance policy that protects the most important thing that you're going to need, and that's your monthly income. Folks, don't make that mistake. This is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get a second chance at this. And the last thing that you want is getting a call from your financial advisor saying, Bob, Mary, I hate to tell you, I know I told you that these investments were going to produce X, but they didn't, and you've been taking money out. And unfortunately, if you keep doing this, you're going to run out of money. So I need you to do two things. Number one, you got to stop taking income from your portfolio. And number two, I'm going to need you to go back to work. That's not the conversation you want to have. When you work with Secure Money Advisors and when we retire you, you stay retired. Folks, go to RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Get a copy of my book, Right Track Your Retirement. I promise you, you won't regret it. And while you're there, schedule a session to come down, sit down with the team. It's 45 minutes of your time. What do you have to lose? Again, you don't have a dress rehearsal at this. You got to get it right from the start.
All right. Again, that number to get that in-office review, the first visit, free, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And to get the book, Right Track Your Retirement, absolutely free in that gold envelope in which they pick up the shipping to righttrackpittsburgh.com.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion on performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.